Gilgamesh dug a pit on the shore that led down into the great deep. He tied two heavy stones to his feet. They pulled him downward into the water's depths. He found the plant. He grasped it. It tore his fingers. They bled. He cut off the stones. His body shot up to the surface, and the waves cast him back, gasping, onto the shore. Gilgamesh said to Ur-Shanabi, "Come here. Look at this marvelous plant, the antidote to the fear of death. With it, we return to the youth we once had. I will take it to Uruk. I will test its power by seeing what happens when an old man eats it. If that succeeds, I will eat some myself and become a carefree young man again." At 400 miles, they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles, they pitched their camp. Gilgamesh saw a pond of cool water. He left the plant on the ground and bathed. A snake smelled its fragrance. Stealthily, it crawled up and carried the plant away. As it disappeared, it cast off its skin. When Gilgamesh saw what the snake had done, he sat down and wept. He said to the boatman, "What shall I do now? All my hardships have been for nothing. Oh, Ur-Shanabi, was it for this that my hands have labored? Was it for this that I gave my heart's blood? I have gained no benefit for myself, but have lost the marvelous plant to a reptile. I plucked it from the depths, and how could I ever manage to find that place again? And our little boat, we left it on the shore." At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. When at last they arrived, Gilgamesh said to Ur-Shanabi, "This is the wall of Uruk, which no city on earth can equal. See how its ramparts gleam like copper in the sun. Climb the stone staircase, more ancient than the mind can imagine. Approach the Eanna temple, sacred to Ishtar, a temple that no king has equaled in size or beauty. Walk on the wall of Uruk. Follow its course around the city. Inspect its mighty foundations. Examine its brickwork. How masterfully it is built. Observe the land it encloses. The palm trees, the gardens, the orchards, the glorious palaces and temples, the shops and marketplaces, the houses, the public squares."
The End. You've been listening to Gilgamesh, a new English version by Stephen Mitchell, narrated by George Guidel and directed by Lynn Flanagan. Author Stephen Mitchell has written a comprehensive essay on the creation of this version of Gilgamesh. Read by John McDonough, it begins on the following disc.